WGEL presents Homegrown Music with Swamp Weiss. Tell us about the program, Swamp.
Hey, I'd love to, John. Local artists, some old favorites, original tunes.
Swamp, it's the middle of November practically here.
Yeah, November.
Thanksgiving coming in a couple of weeks.
Thanksgiving, yep.
We'll have a good time here.
Yeah. We're going to follow a couple of themes on this November program, and we're going to start with a homegrown boy who's not quite a boy, but he's a buddy of ours, and Craig Baumberger. And he's got a song called The Greatest Generation, and his father was, he passed away now, but ex-World War II veteran. So
Fred worked here for many years as our farm director.
You know Fred.
What a seriously wonderful guy he sure
was.
Miss Fred, I'll tell you.
Good guy.
Even though Joe's doing a heck of a job, we miss Fred.
Yeah, sure.
All right, here comes Craig, and again, the name of the song?
Greatest Generation.
Here we go.
Where have they gone, those heroes from stories we tell? And the ladies that loved them, mothers raised us so well. They faced debt and depression, dry weather, fought demons from hell. In strange times, in strange places, with names that we can't even spell. Born just in time, 1929, to hear the crash. Well, they made that dusty journey, Oklahoma, California, back in 1935. And when the dirty deed was done, back in 1941, well, the whole damn country got in on the fight. That's when they got their name, the world went wrong, they made it right. As they were getting older, while the world was growing colder, you could almost feel the curtain coming down. In cities like Saigon, Havana, Panmunjom, cold warriors planned to fight the final round. Oh, but finally in Berlin, ah, the bitter winter ended, and East and West no longer were divided. Someone finally read the writing on the wall and tore it down. Greatest generation, slowly fading away. And when they decide to go, just can't get them to. Faced every disaster and the pain that came after, just to give us this day. It's our turn, and we learn what it takes so we can do the same. Where have they gone, those heroes from stories we tell?
Hey, Swamp, great Veterans Day
for sure.
Song there, Craig, didn't
it? Yeah. I'm glad those guys.
Great job writing it, great job singing.
Yeah, that was Craig wrote that song.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
You got, what's next on our
Mr. Soup Grinder. Show, remember Soup? He was in town last summer. He did a dandy job. Man, what a show he put on.
Yeah.
And this is from one of his albums, and it's a great song he wrote, and it's about biscuits and gravy.
Oh, that's a thing near and dear to my heart.
Gravy, yeah. I like biscuits and gravy. Great on a nice, cool morning in November, I'm telling you. Yeah.
You betcha.
Biscuits and gravy, bacon and eggs, whole pot of coffee down to the dregs. When I get out of bed,
bacon and eggs. Biscuits and gravy, bacon and eggs. Whole pot of coffee down to the drain. When I get out of bed, my belly's big. For biscuits and gravy, bacon and eggs.
Now some folks like pancakes.
And some folks like toast.
But I'm here to tell you what I like the most.
It ain't a bunch of beans like they serve in the Navy.
It's bacon and eggs,
biscuits and gravy.
Swamp a little biscuits and gravy, bacon and eggs.
I like that. It's a subject near and dear to my heart.
A breakfast song. Yeah.
Breakfast song.
Yeah. We'll be having breakfast tomorrow sometime.
We did a parody of that song, Taking Care of Business. Remember that song years ago?
Taking Care of Business.
Taking Care of Business. We did bacon, bread, and biscuits every day.
Biscuit every day.
News and Martha White, bacon.
So, all right.
Anyway, maybe after recording
that one.
Where's
your guitar
tonight.
When you need it?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I know.
Well, it's never there when you really need it.
I know. Yes, that's always the case. Well, this next group, we're kind of going to cast wide and far on this. Not exactly homegrown. The lead singer singing this song and the person who wrote this song, Roger McGuinn, started life as Jim McGuinn, born in Chicago 70-some-odd years ago now. And I think they probably were odd years for him. I don't know. But anyway, it's
skip
the
even years and just take the odd ones.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. There you go. It's called When I Grow Up, I Want to Be a Politician. So I thought we'd send this out since Election Day.
Election Day came and went.
Came and went.
Here we are. So, we're still here.
Anyway, it's kind of a little jab at American politics here, maybe. Okay. It's not too bad.
All
see
right.
What you think.
Let's do it.
I
want to grow up to be a politician and take over this beautiful land. I want to grow up to be a politician and be the old U.S. of A's number one man. I'll always be tough, but I'll never be scary. I want to shoot guns or butter my bread. I work in the towns or conservate the prairies. And you can believe the future's ahead. I'll give the young the right to vote. Secure. And if I win election day, I might give you a job. I'll sign a bill to help the board to show I'm not a snob. I'll open my door, I'm charging no admission. And you can be sure I'll give you my hand. I want to grow up to be a politician and take over this beautiful land.
To be a politician.
Yeah.
Take over everything.
Whoever wants to do it, go ahead. I don't want to do it.
Somebody's got to volunteer to do it. Yeah.
I like a one line in that says, I'll always be tough, but never be scary.
But don't be scary.
Don't be scary. That's a fine line there. You don't want to be scary.
Yep, you're right. So, yeah. You got to be, when you grin, they got to see all your teeth are still there.
Yeah.
That's probably one of the main things. Yeah.
Okay. You got to. Kind of homegrown person.
Yes, we do. Up here, Missy Dunaway. We haven't had her on here in a while, and boy, she does some good country singing. And this is from up the Cowden Herrick Opry up there. And this is Missy's version of Let Me Be There.
All right.
might be meaning.
Swamp Air Goes Missing.
That's it. That was all right.
Good,
I think it's
good,
all
good rendition of that.
Oh, Olivia Newton-John song.
Olivia Newton-John song. Absolutely. Yes, sir.
Olivia Thicke Newton, we used to call her.
Yeah. You got a birthday wish.
Yeah, I do. Birthday wish. I better do this. It's my daughter lives down in Texas, south of Fort Worth area.
And listens to us all
and
the time.
She listens to us.
Yeah.
On the streaming.
Streaming. She's a streamer.
Anyway, she really liked this band a lot. And the tenuous thread that I'm following here is these guys are from the Chicago area originally. So
well, yeah, it's practically homegrown. Yeah.
Practically. Yeah. Just, stones are away.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
This band called Cheap Trick. We'll send this out to Mandy.
Here we go.
It's not the way you walk, it's not the way you walk, girl. You got the song, they're good, you know, the clear and right. It's not the car.
Yeah.
What do you think about a little rocking there?
There's some rocking going on there. Yeah.
I think about my daughter when she was a young kid, kind of had big eyes. And I think she kind of grew into rounder eyes there or something as her ears went on. So I don't know. I think of her as a kid.
Yeah. I know the feeling. Yeah. Swamp, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Mine gets squintier as the time goes on. Anyway, that's for her.
Okay. Yeah, speaking of guys we have, and we're talking about people we haven't seen in a while, I assume you haven't seen your daughter in a while. But I saw mine in June.
Saw mine in July, actually.
Did you? Yeah. All right, you beat me out there. Well, I haven't seen Bob Johnson in over a year.
Oh, it's been a while, yeah.
And he just did some good music around here. It's kind of hard to ignore.
He listens to the show, too.
Let's get one. We haven't played this on the show in a long time. We played Bob lately, but we haven't played this song.
All right.
It's about
the last things you ever do, probably.
One of the last things you probably ever do. Here we go. Bob Johnson.
Well, I am getting older, and I feel it every day. Let's make some plans for my remains, should I soon pass away. You can bury me in the cold, cold ground, or sink me deep at sea. Don't care much for those two plans, is there an option three? You can oxidize me fully, but don't put me underground. But take me high upon some roof and kick my ash around. And when the wind blows o'er me, I'll wing up and I'll fly. Perhaps someday you'll think of me, should expect man in your mind. Cremation is the plan for me. Seven seas basking in the warm sunshine. Someday if you're snorkeling and you see a speck or two, never know, it might be me swimming next to you. Cremation is the plan for me. Fully oxidized I long to be. My ashes will be white. Toss me on the way. You can put me in a special place, and for a while I'll stay. Till the wind comes up or the tide goes out, I'll just go away. I might come back to see you, you know you never know. But you know you'll never see me through the dirt 6 feet below. Cremation is the plan for me.
Ask him about that one time, so he kind of influenced me, that song. He said it's just a song.
It's just a song.
Okay, so, all right.
it's got its ups, it's got its downs.
That's right.
Okay, next up, young man from Patoka.
Yeah.
That we'd love to hear him now and then on the Homegrown, and it's just a great song that he wrote himself. It's called Answers. Jamie Natier from Patoka.
Patoka.
Taking the long way around. I've had heartbreaks, made some mistakes, seen my share of ups and downs. And I'm still trying to figure it out. Sometimes I wish I had the answers to life's little questions, 'cause life's little lessons are starting to get old. I wish I had a picture with big illustrations to tell me all the things that I need to know. I wish I had the answers. Oh, but that's what living's for.
Jamie. From the great state of Patoka.
From the great place of Patoka, yeah, right across the lake from our transmitter there.
There you go. All right.
Put a nice signal in Patoka.
Yeah.
Anyway, that does it for November Swamp.
Sounds good.
To come back in December and do the same thing all over again. All we have some different music. Maybe, maybe some new music. Maybe.
Yeah, hopefully.
Maybe. New music.
Maybe.
Yeah,
hope so.
Local stuff.
Yeah. I guess it'll be the Christmas edition.
The Homegrown program coming up next month. See you later, Swamp.
Have a good night.